This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're already 3 hours into the special 40-hour global live transmission. Yes, it's Clown World 2 tonight and tomorrow. Live coverage of the Democrat debates out of the once great city of Detroit, Michigan, now totally destroyed and infested by literal rats and corruption collapsing into the crime wave of leftist big government union control. Oh, but if you criticize that, you're a racist if you try to clean up cities and get investment into them like President Trump has done, because the Democrats have a stranglehold on these inner cities and poor areas, whether you be white or black or Hispanic or whatever, and they have a system of control. And then they invite in all the freeloaders, and then people give the homeless all the money so they can live under bridges and inject heroin all day. 500, 600 yards from where I sit are a bunch of white homeless people, demonic, nasty cretins with their fancy outfits on and all the money that leftists are handing out the windows of their cars. They're vomiting in the street, flipping people off that don't give them money. And there's black homeless that just like it. And I can't stand them, whether they're white or black. They make me sick. But most of the people in places like Baltimore, and most of the people in places like the bad areas of Chicago, the South Side or South Side of Dallas, they're there for poverty and they want out of it and they are begging for real help. But these Democrat-run cities will not bring the help because they control it and they control the welfare and they suck the money out and they skim off the top. And the Democrats are famous for this, whether they be white Democrats, whether they be black Democrats. This is how the scam works. And Trump is calling it out and being called a racist for it. It just shows that's all they've got. Russiagate's totally fake, so now all they've got is Donald Trump's a racist because he's the guy that 45 years ago bought up fancy golf clubs that were all falling apart because the old rich white people that owned them wouldn't let anybody who wasn't white or even a WASP into them. And he could buy them up cheap, open them up to everybody, and boom, make 10 times the money. Yeah, Trump's not a racist. But he is against people that are trying to undermine this country, like the Chi-Coms, who are extremely racist. It's just amazing. But listen, there is so much to get to today. It makes my head spin how much we're going to be going over here. And believe me, this is going to be a worldwide broadcast that nobody's going to want to miss. Gavin McInnes is going to be joining us in the second hour. Robert Barnes is here in Austin. He's going to be co-hosting in the third hour. Paul Joseph Watson is in the fourth hour. We've got a bunch of other special guests throughout the evening and throughout tomorrow. And we've got our reporters, Millie Weaver. We've got our great reporter, Caitlin Bennett, and her team are in Detroit, Michigan. They're going to be giving us live feeds coming up today and tonight, before and after, talking to folks unfiltered in the streets. They were getting lieutenant governors in California, you name it, attorney generals on video last time we did the live coverage from Florida, from Miami. So it's going to be coverage you don't get anywhere else, censored coverage. And if the TV viewers and radio listeners will help engage in activism against the globalists, it's going to be amazing, ladies and gentlemen. That's at InfoWars.com/show, where you can share that link to this live 40-hour special broadcast. But if you want to get past the censors at Twitter and Facebook that have flagged InfoWars to block it, use clownworld.us. And people aren't having problems with that, and it's getting past the shadow banners. So it's fun to be part of the war. Clownworld.us has the big live feed today for the next 40 hours up there, and it's got the last debates there as well. So clownworld.us, clownworld.us, please share that link. Now, we're going to go to break for 60 seconds. When we come back, we are going to launch into the giant developments on so many fronts Trump's powerful press conference this morning as he boarded Marine One, and just the insanity of the left going full commie, full race war. It is all about to unfold on this July 30th, 2019 kickoff of Clown World.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am wound up. The quickening is here. It is insane. Think about how everything that we've pioneered here on this broadcast is now out in the open, is now confirmed, is now in everybody's face. Total world government is openly being announced. Animal-human clones, they're now admitting, are walking around. There is a planetary operation to reduce the human population by at least 90%. There is a total war on Christians going on a planetary scale. Massive, giant pedophile rings with the exact people I implicated 10 years ago with precisely what they were doing is also now coming out. But when I walk down the street, leftists point at me and they go, oh, where are the animal-human clones? Oh, where are the pedophiles, Alex? Fake news. Yeah, well, doesn't work anymore. Here's Yahoo News, AP, Times of London. They're all reporting, ladies and gentlemen, that animal-human hybrids to be developed in Japan after ban controversy lifted, London Independent. Ladies and gentlemen, Hitler was able to clone rabbits. That was declassified in the 1960s. Hitler was able to clone rabbits, okay? And then it jets as well and atomic weapons, but the U.S. and the British went in and blew up his underground nuke facilities repeatedly. It's all the stuff people forget about World War II. Imagine how much more advanced things are today, okay? They had animal-human hybrids. In the 1980s, it was admitted in scientific journals that I read on air in 1996. So there is an advanced future already taking place. There is already an advanced civilization. There is already a breakaway civilization, and it doesn't want the rest of us to be part of it. And so they need world government in place to keep other countries and other groups from developing technologies that have already been developed. People like Bill Gates are fronts for IBM and a huge Manhattan project of technocracy, which is to be a breakaway civilization. They made the decision to merge humans with machines because the globalists want to basically merge with silicon so they, quote, don't die. And they're going to use us as the guinea pigs in mass rollouts of this, but we'll be given the Trojan horse jacked systems. Now, the first clip I'm going to go to before I get into all this news today is up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, and it's right dead center in the middle column of DrudgeReport.com. It's a NewsWars.com article, and it's just a short 2-minute video clip out of the live show a few days ago last week, where I simply asked the question, what's wrong with big tech's eyes? Because they're under white lights. Lights are in their faces. And they've got pupils that you only have when you are in starlight. When the moon's out, your eyes aren't dilated like that. And if your eyes are dilated like that and you're out walking around, you will burn out your corneas in a matter of hours. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen people on three hits of acid before, and their eyes don't get half that big. I've seen people on ecstasy, they don't get half that big. I've seen people literally at raves I went to in college who were taking LSD with peyote, you name it. It doesn't do that. It only gets half that dilated. The police, when they pull you over, shine a light in your eyes. Why do they do that? Because they train to know when you're on serious hallucinogens and some narcotics to do that. Tim Cook and all these guys have eyes so dilated that it would kill most people to have them that big. You'd be on so many drugs when he's before Congress, when he is in testimony in China, when he is on TV at Grand Central Station with lights in his face glaring. You can't even see his irises. This guy is on super hardcore drugs, or he's already had wires put in his brain, which is the end game goal of all of these people. The only one I've seen that doesn't have eyes like this is Bill Gates. So we need to think about the big picture here. Trump talked about secret technologies, advanced technologies, that the secrets of the universe that are already being discovered. He now is getting briefed on all this. That's why they're panicking and freaked out. And Trump wants to roll more of these out. They're keeping a lot of the projects secret from him. That's why they try to keep him isolated at the White House. That's why they're calling it an emergency that he's in there. First thing he did was say, hey, the average drug takes 5 years to approve, many of them 10 years. We're going to lift that for people that are already terminal or people that sign waivers. That's totally reasonable. That's a libertarian deal. The left didn't want that because there's a bunch of treatments and things that are basically cures that do work that the medical system has, but they're called disruptive technologies. And the life expectancy in the West is actually dropping. And our fertility is down 90% because they don't want us to have a future, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know exactly what's going on with these guys, but Elon Musk is on TV saying, I used to think we could resist the AI takeover, but now we're going to merge with it, put electrodes in your brain. Starting next year, we're going to have kiosks at malls. You're going to come get your wires put into your brain. It'll be so trendy, and you won't be able to buy or sell in the future unless you have it, so everyone's going to have to accept this. He says all the classic biblical arguments, but for it. And he says that, you know, you're going to merge with it and you're not going to be able to help it. And that's the way it is. And all three of the people he had during the 30-something minute presentation had giant pupils and were sweating profusely, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Think about that. And so Matt Drudge, I'm very thankful it's linking to a lot of our special reports that we host on our own site, InfoWars.com, because we're banned everywhere else. We host our own sites, and they're trying to take those down. I just wish it was getting as much attention as it does when it goes on Drudge, the biggest news site in the world, that we would even have a bigger report that goes through all the scientific evidence and their admissions they're taking microdoses of drugs every day and doing all this. But it's like my message to the president that I know got to the president because Drudge linked to it. I wish I would have added how, you know, there's a deep state in control of big tech, and how that's another reason the president really needs to act and how foreign powers are working with big tech. But still, the message got to the president, so thank you, Matt Drudge. Here is the censored report on what's going on with big tech's eyes. Here it is. You know, the top Nazi, Wernher von Braun, wrote a 1959 book, or 1949 book, I'm going from memory here, called Project Mars, where the Elons are the aliens who end up taking over the Earth. Beware the Elons and the Elon invasion. Dr. Wernher von Braun. Wonder what he knew. When I watched his promo about this with executives from his company, they all look like they're on hardcore drugs. I mean, they're like sweating. Their eyes are like lit up. Like, I mean, they look nuts. You know when somebody's on drugs. You know, they admit Silicon Valley is into hardcore speed and hallucinogens. They're taking IV drips at work of DMT. They're taking LSD microdoses and psilocybin mushrooms and peyote every day. Who in the hell would want to join with these people? I've seen people take like 3 hits of acid. Their eyes aren't that big. What the hell are they on? And one of the crew members said maybe they've already got this whole Neuralink wires hooked in their brain, because as PKD pointed out, Philip K. Dick back in the 70s, the cyberpunk future is where you can get any type of pleasure you want, just plug in, but no one wants to even get up or eat for weeks or days. You just die because you just plug all this in, and it's the Matrix. And now the Matrix is here, and you look at Tim Cook or Elon Musk or any of his executives when they're up there on that stage, they'll be under white lights. Their pupils are 90% open. Zuckerberg, all of them, these people either have brain chips. That's it. These guys are wireheads. Something's going on. I'm in here underneath bright lights, and my pupils are very little. Yeah, zoom in if you can. My pupils are tiny because I'm not on drugs. I've had 2 cups of coffee today. So here, let me show you my pupils, okay? My pupils are little. They're supposed to close. That's what happens under the sun or under bright lights, but not these guys. These are drug addicts, and they want the hit of wires in their brains, and all of them have got those giant pupils because they've been there, and they ain't coming back. That's what happens when you die. Your pupils open up. And these guys are on hardcore drugs, and I guarantee it's going to come out. They've got brain implants. Guaranteed.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Of humanity begins to awaken, and if you can see the anger in the forces of Satan, the globalists, and how upset they are, it's because they can feel the life force and the destiny, and they know they're going to lose, and they know their world government's going to fail. They want to take as many of us as they can with them. Let me just give you a smattering of what's coming up. Again, we are 3 hours and 21 minutes into a 40-hour live global transmission. It'll be a few hours overnight from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. or whatever, where we run best of from the day and special reports and things. But we're going to have everybody here from Gavin McGinnis to Paul Joseph Watson to you name it, and our reporters on the ground at the debates in Detroit. So that is all coming up tonight right through until Thursday at 6 o'clock when the war room ends. So we're going to be here right through, ladies and gentlemen, almost 48 hours, 40 hours of global live transmissions. Now, that said, we don't want to preach to the choir here. And so it is essential, it is critical, it is paramount that all of you who are awesome remember that this is not a spectator sport. That word of mouth and human intelligence and human action in the third dimension, but also in cyberspace, can break people out of the digital gulags that are Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and the whole Google system that's working with the Chi-Coms to suppress their population. And there's something really important I want to announce, but I'm not going to do it until the start of the next segment because I was running around managing things during the break. One reason I'm sweating again. Running around between this building and the other and having a great time getting stuff together. But then I get back on air, literally running in here as the music starts. And what I want to say is so important and so true. I want to be able to meditate or cogitate on it for a few minutes during this next break before I come on air and talk about it, because it's just such incredibly good news. But with the good news comes the bad news. That when you knock the globalist upside the head, knock a couple of teeth out, they're going to come back up with a big old dagger in their hand for your guts and for my guts. So let's not lie to ourselves that there's not going to be some real pain in all this process. Let me tell you about some of what's coming up here today. And again, I'm not bragging, but the Democrats want us off air because 9 times out of 10, we're the first to report something. I told you 2 years ago that we infiltrated Antifa here in Austin. I'm going to leave it at that. We recorded them, everything. And then I met with law enforcement who came to us. They knew we were there. I didn't know they were there. And they filled us in on it. The Communist Party Chinese at UT through the Confucian Club are funding and running Antifa. And there are UT board members at these meetings. By the way, these are public. They don't announce them, but you can go into these. You notice about a year after I told you that, Homeland Security got involved, and the UT suspended the Confucian Club. Now, that was not our investigation. The state police and the U.S. Army were already in the meetings. And then they were obviously tracking everybody that attended, and then I got a visit saying, you know, you're welcome to come to these events or whatever, but you need to know we're already watching them. So, that's what's going on here. I also had other military folks give me briefings on the child kidnapping rings and operations going on a few months after that. And I'm not tooting horns here. It's that you need to understand we're not making this stuff up. Because now, look at the news. Trump's looking at declaring Antifa a terrorist organization. Why is that? Well, here's the definition of terrorism. Terrorism is the systematic use of violence to create a general climate of fear in a population and hereby and thereby bring about a particular political objective. Terrorism has been practiced by political organizations with both rightist and leftist objectives. By nationalistic and religious groups, by revolutionaries, and even by state institutions such as armies, intelligence agencies, and police. Now, we learned 2 years ago that Antifa was preparing to target people's homes during an uprising and kill conservative, nationalist, government officials, law enforcement personnel, leadership, and talk show hosts. You've now seen them go to the houses. You've seen them say, next we're going to come to your house and kill you. Tomorrow's news today. We're not just saying all this. What did Lester Holt and all them get so freaked out about and say, we've got to ban Alex Jones off Twitter last year, about a month after I got banned off everything else? They said, Alex Jones says, get battle rifles and go kill the media. Never said that. It's made up. It was an emergency message to the president that they knew the president had actually watched. He watched it, actually got word that night and watched it. He says, when he's got messages, try to get them to me. And they were shaking all over the national news, every channel. Interviewing the head of Twitter saying he's coming to kill us. No, wait, because a lot of the media dresses up at night as Antifa. So I didn't say go out and kill the media. I said, if Antifa comes to your house, you need to be ready. You need to have your battle rifle ready. Because if they start trying to come in your house, they said they're coming to kill you. Totally legal, totally lawful. We also then learned they're planning to kill Border Patrol agents. And that's come out. Well, now Antifa group plans border resistance tour to subvert immigration enforcement. Coalition of leftists and Antifa, all funded by George Soros' son. We got the secret documents. Link groups are planning a new 10-day tour meant to directly challenge immigration law enforcement at the U.S.-Mexico border and throughout the homeland. So that's an internal group trying to break the borders with the U.N. funding, the refugee centers, and the invasion force. The Democrats say it didn't exist, so we wouldn't get border funding. We didn't even have the facilities. Breaking down the courts, breaking down everything. And now they're like, oh, it is a crisis, and it's Trump's fault. While they now send their paramilitary down to the border and take over ICE facilities and run up Mexican flags. That was the Aurora City Council leading a group of mainly white people and a bunch of illegal aliens to cheer and yell and pull down the American flag and run up the Mexican flag. This is the operating system. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. So that's one of the big news items that I pretty much just covered. But this is a big deal. And Portland, Oregon Mayor Mulls mask ban as Trump threatens terrorist designation for Antifa. You'll learn the mayor's running it in that city. They are a consortium of government employees, media, university operatives, and then meth head criminals that they pay $10 an hour to come out and be their muscle. That's who they are. That's why none of them talk. They're not allowed to. They're told, you keep your mouth shut. But who's running it is the Chinese government. And believe me, the Pentagon, everybody knows, this is the best the Chi-Coms can offer. A bunch of dirty scum that beat up women and children? Well, if we're so cucked we let them run this country, we deserve what happens. Stay with us.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite. of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Once she was wonderful. Once she was fine. Once she was beautiful.
She was mine.
The globalists want to capture the idea that the United States stood for, true human empowerment. We're the country that empowered women. We're the country, with England starting it, freeing the slaves. We're the country that stood up against the Nazis. We're the country that invented most of the technology, most of it. We're the country whose designs and style and systems have been adopted all over the world. Because imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. But because we have a Christian ethos and a Christian consciousness, we can be lied to by the accuser. That's what the Bible calls Satan. The accuser. And Satan will come to God's people and tell them how they're bad and how they're not good and how they're not righteous. And because we are righteous, we feel bad. You're right, I am dirty, I am a sinner. Well, that's for God to tell you and convict your heart, not Satan. You're not going to be perfect in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. But whenever you feel like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough to fight evil, that's a lie of the devil. Now, I want to take a victory lap for all the listeners and all the viewers. Because this isn't a pat on the head. This isn't me being patronizing. I don't want to be at the White House to feel like I've arrived and, oh, I'm there. And we put Trump in office. We were the launch pad. I'm not upset that I didn't get invited to the White House event. They brought the people that were safe there to show the world, hey, these are human beings. Don't censor them. Not giving them people the media had already demonized so they could project that onto the whole group. I agree. I shouldn't have been there. And I don't want to be there. I get snuck through the tunnel at midnight. That's when people like me need to be there. You see, we start the revolutions. We execute the revolutions. We command the revolutions. And the fact that the president tries to support and show solidarity for a bunch of great patriots is a good thing. But ladies and gentlemen, we, with our guest and your support, exposed Jeffrey Epstein. We exposed the Franklin cover-up. We exposed Bohemian Grove. We exposed all of it. And it wasn't because I was an expert. It was because former high-level FBI agents, former retired top generals, former CIA death squad commanders like John DeCamp, Senator John DeCamp, told me all this. He might have led death squads, killed thousands of himself with his own hands in Operation Phoenix, Phoenix program, but he sure as hell didn't rape kids. There's a certain point, like my uncle told me, because he was in Vietnam at that same time and in Guatemala and other areas for the Army, covertly, after Vietnam for a long time. You know those Army units that you're plain clothes, but you're never out of the Army. He said, there'll always come a time when the evil becomes so great, you finally say no or join with it. And I just remember saying to him, what was it? And he said, the children. And it was all classified. He couldn't tell. He just said, the children. He goes, you know, it's the guest on your show. People running this show kill children. They don't just rape them, Alex. They kill them. Most of the guys he knew were involved in all sorts of wild stuff in Vietnam. Let's just say not very Christian. But let me tell you, they got Jesus real quick when they found out at the bottom of the rat hole was Satan. And like, oh, you guys have a lot of wild stuff in Vietnam. You're our kind of killers. You know, we're really Satanists, right? And they're like, no, we're not Satanists like you. And they all got Jesus real quick. So at the bottom of the rat hole, ladies and gentlemen, everybody better decide which side they're on. You're on Satan's side or you're on God's side. That's all there is. It's real. Dennis Hastert was taken as a high school wrestling coach from nowhere and run by the Republican establishment. And within just a few years of being in the House, he was made the speaker because he was a compromised criminal who controlled stables of young boys as young as 11 years old for members of Congress to have sex with them. Remember Barney Frank had a three-story building in Georgetown, D.C.? About 10 years ago, you can find the clip. They've expunged it off YouTube. You can find it. We've got it somewhere. He gets on the floor of the House, and the FBI had raided his house. And raided the pimps were had a whole stable of 13, 14, and 15-year-old boys that they were in there running a brothel for the Republican and Democratic parties. Do you remember what Barney Frank got up on the House floor? He said, listen to me. He said, you keep this investigation going. A bunch of you in this chamber have been at my house. And you do one more thing, your names are all getting named. And they all stuck their tails between their legs and pissed themselves. Well, guess what? Trump hadn't been having sex with any children. And he's clean when it comes to that. Did Trump obviously pay off the mafia 1,000 times to build buildings in this country? Yeah, that's what you do in New York. But nothing hurting children. That's how business gets done. And they're pissed because he's not in the club where you bend little boys over. So I want to tell the globalists something. You have failed, and you have failed miserably. InfoWars is more authoritative, more powerful with who we reach than it's ever been. You fail, Senator Blumenthal, to protect Hillary and all the scum. You fail, monster. Senator Murphy, you fail, monster. Hillary Clinton, you fail, monster. Bill Clinton, you fail, monster. Chucky Schumer and Uma Abedin and her pedophile husband, you fail. You're failing on all fronts, and the apprehension and conviction of pedophiles, not just child porn, is up 12-fold. It was 10-fold. I looked it up last night. 12-fold under Trump. Your whole empire that's taken over the Catholic Church and everything else, major universities, Penn State, you name it, is coming to an end. See, most of these people aren't even pedophiles. They've got to have sex with a kid as the initiation. That's why some of these fraternities, they'll have sex with a goat, and the next it's a kid once you're out of college. It's all the same stuff. It's compromising people. First it's a 16-year-old girl. Then it's a 14-year-old girl. Then, oh, this girl OD'd at the party. She didn't OD. They killed her. Eyes wide shut. Stanley Kubrick died for what he knew. I know the secrets. I've been told the secrets directly by his protege, Vivian Kubrick, but I already knew. So they have failed, and they're going to keep failing, and everything we've talked about is now out in the open, and they don't know what to do, and that's a beautiful thing. So let me tell you, listeners, you're the reason we're here. Everything you've done, spreading the word, being laughed at, being ridiculed, purchasing the products, supporting local radio stations, all of that has made this possible. So when the left calls up some local station and threatens them, they only get that one call from the left. They got 100 calls from you. They got $100 in the mail. And we're running a money bomb where I need to raise $1 million. Sounds like a lot. It's not. Big media gets, you know, Vox. Can't even have our reach. It gets $250 million a year. A couple billion has been paid out to Vice TV the last few years by HBO to promote pedophilia, you name it. They're going bankrupt. We sell $30-something million worth of product a year. $15 million, $20 million to run this whole place. It's nothing. So when I say I have $1 million goal the next 40 hours, $1 million of gross sales and straight donations at InfoWars.com/show or InfoWarsStore.com, we'll probably make $300,000-$400,000. We need that to go to next launch phase. Why is it a space shuttle? I'll explain why it's a space shuttle and then hit other big news on the other side. It's the perfect metaphor. When we come back, please spread the word and stay with us. Thank you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Emergency broadcast that we're doing at Infowars.com/show. We'll go right through today, right through tomorrow, and within that, we're going to have Clown World coverage July 30th to the 31st, starting at 8 a.m. today, and every night at 7 o'clock Central, we'll have the special coverage tonight and tomorrow night of the debate, the hour before, during the debate, and then after the debate. We have Gavin McGinnis joining us next hour. He'll also be popping in after the debate tonight. Paul Joseph Watson coming up. Owen Schroyer, Will Johnson, David Knight. Robert Barnes is here. He's going to be in studio. By the way, I've gotten calls and stuff like, oh, my gosh, Robert Barnes lost his lawsuit against the Covington harassers. No, that's the other law firm. He hasn't filed his yet. And he privately told me a lot of stuff about how that was going to get dismissed and how it was kind of low down what was happening. I don't know if he'll say all that on air, but the point is he represents a bunch of the folks and he's not yet filed the suits because they have 2 years to do it, but they're getting very close. We're getting ready to file suits. We're about a month behind, but it should happen the next few weeks. Our own suits, we're not litigious, but we have to do it. So let me get to the point I was making last segment, though, before I had all this other news. And I tend to open the phones up throughout the day, throughout the night as well. So thanks for joining us. Why for this 40-hour special money bomb? Can we pull the graphics up for the money bomb, please? They're at Infowars.com/show. Why am I using the graphic of a space shuttle? Why am I doing that? Well, because the space shuttle is the perfect analogy or symbol for this. It was meant to build space stations for habitations for humans. It was meant to service those facilities. It was originally meant to be a orbital atomic bomb attack craft by the Nazis, but the U.S. got the designs and upgraded it. But the point is, our use for it was to build Earth habitations, Earthling habitations in space, which symbolizes a pro-human future. Now, it got taken over by the military, and 80% of its missions were secret, hundreds and hundreds of them. And in those missions, they would open up the big pod bay doors, and they would deploy secret satellites and weapon systems and things like that. So we want to raise $1 million gross sales, and or straight donations are great because then we get 95% of the money, you know, instead of half or whatever. And some of these discounts are so big, we might make them 20% on the products. So we have store-wide free shipping. I should have said that at the start of the show. And we have 50% off all the supplements. Some things are even more off, so I need to kind of go over those lists for you. I haven't done that yet, but I want to just explain. The symbol of the space shuttle means a pro-human type 1 civilization, meaning if the Earth was destroyed, humanity would still survive. So it's the next big giant step for humanity that was talked about by Neil Armstrong. And they always lie about me and say that I say the moon landings didn't happen. I never said that. And so it's another reason for me to just get out front on that and to have them stop saying that. If you don't want to believe it, that's fine. I know people like Raymond Teague that was on Mission Control 1. He's on the videos. He's on the thing. He ran the RCA cameras on the moon. People say, well, why is it all grainy? Because it's radio signal, a TV signal back to Earth. But he ran those. It's real. And hydrogen bombs are real, and cell phones are real, and satellites are real, and all this technology is real. Human cloning is happening. It's all going on. And we're exponentially advancing. So it's the symbol of the space shuttle going up into space with a payload, because I told you, we're doing a lot of things behind the scenes because we've been, quote, deplatformed. A lot of other projects, a lot of other people we're supporting, a lot of other people that we're financing, in many cases no strings attached, but having huge effects. And so inside that space shuttle at Infowars.com/show, where you can donate or buy products, or Infowarsstore.com, it all goes to the same place. You're funding what's inside of the space shuttle that the enemy wants to not be deployed. And believe me, I've got a bunch of really great projects that are already launched that I can't tell you about. I've got other projects that are about to be launched. And no matter what happens to me, they're being launched. And I'm expending all capital I have. And we're not launching escape pods, to keep using the space analogy here. We're launching new ships. We're launching new devices. We're launching new operations. And it's already been successful. But, I mean, if we raise $400,000 of actual profit out of this to fund the operation, that's nothing compared to what big media has. The New York Times, what costs like $500 million to run a year or something? It's ridiculous. Or maybe it loses $500 million a year. Check my memory on that. How much it costs to run the New York Times a year. It's astronomical. Or again, just these sites like Vox, $250 million a year, and that's pure money from George Soros and NBC and Disney. $1 billion a year to Vice Television. It's all collapsing, and it's having no effect. We're changing the world, putting out countervailing ideas and information to the globalist narrative and saying, no, it's not racist to say Democrat cities are falling apart and have rats everywhere and are crap holes and the Democrats skim the money and steal it. Everybody knows that. They're constantly getting caught. Trump's calling them out for trying to open the borders and saying that the Border Patrol are Nazis and we treat children terrible. Meanwhile, Elijah Cummings' district is an absolutely collapsed hell pit with basic services not even arriving, like police or fire or pest control or garbage pickup, because the government's stealing all the money. It's totally true what the president said. But see, because it's so true, because we're taking care of everybody moving in across the border, oh, we're Nazis. And oh, because Democrats are sucking off their own people and stealing all the money for services, like they always do, oh, Trump's racist. Because they have to change the subject. They have to do it, ladies and gentlemen, because there's nothing else that they can do. Now, we're countering these individuals, and we've proven that we are delivering on every front. And if you want to see the next 100 big stories we break first, if you want to see Project Veritas and all the other groups that we have on that we magnify and that we support, all these other groups do great work. But there's really never any support for us when we're under attack. That's okay. We are all about leadership here. And we're here to incubate and help and support all the other organizations and all the other groups and all the other assets to a pro-human future. That's what it's all about. It's not about InfoWars getting bigger and bigger and more powerful. It's about defeating the NWO. It's about taking their corrupt, evil, anti-human, let's kill babies after they're born system. And so that's why I'm so proud of what this team's done, why I'm so proud of what you've done. And all of the successes you witnessed, all the successes that you've seen, have been because of the actions of this crew, my steadfastness, the rest of our great leadership, our team, and you out there. Because I want to explain something. You may think buying some products or giving a donation, oh, what does that do? This is not like giving some homeless heroin head money so they can go buy more heroin. When you donate to us, you're investing in your future, you're investing in free speech, and you're investing in an organization and a leader who will not back down at anything, who will never give in, who will never, ever submit, and who cannot be bought off or controlled. Period. Because that's getting between me and my salvation. I want to go with God. And so it is a blessing. It is a pleasure to be persecuted. It is an enjoyment to be attacked. Not because I like pain. Not because I like worrying about my family, but because they're already going to be destroyed if we don't defeat the globalists and if we don't have Jesus Christ. So I want my kids with me in eternity. I want our future progeny to have a great future here on this planet before they go to the next level. And this is a absolute dream job. I'm not a victim. I'm a leader. I'm not a victim. I'm a warrior. I'm not a victim. I'm a winner. We're going to destroy the globalists. We're going to defeat them. We're going to have a lot of other big challenges to come. As soon as we beat this challenge, we're going to go, that was baby stuff. Yeah, you're out of boot camp now. We're going to wake up at the next level and go, wow. No wonder we got tested like that so we can now deal with this. It's an amazing universe, an amazing multiverse, an amazing creation of God Almighty. And I just want to go to the next level, don't you? I don't want to go to the next level on video games. I don't want to go to the next level, you know, being a pickup artist. Nothing against anybody that does that stuff. I don't want to go to the next level being the cool guy at the yacht club that everybody worships and thinks is cool. I want to change history. I want a pro-human future. And it takes word of mouth, it takes prayer, and it takes money. We make it easy. Get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. And know that you're funding a pro-human future for yourself and your family. It's so critical. Fill the space shuttle, and I'll get the weapon system in orbit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.